Okay.
And set him up to.
Well, that was it. A sneaky serve. But here it comes.
Here it is.
This so is walks up.
Match point, Bernard Tomic. That's pretty
cheeky.
Cheeky indeed, Paul McNamee there in commentary with Dave Colbert yesterday on SBS as Nick Kyrgios and Bernard Tomic went head-to-head, Tomic winning 6-3, 6-4. Paul McNamee joins us now, Australian tennis legend on RSN 927. Paul, Happy New Year. What did you think of yesterday's exhibition? Or first of all, what were your expectations going in?
I didn't have high expectations. So I probably was not as underwhelmed as some people, but to be honest, Bernie Tomic was on fire. I have not seen him hit the ball that well for 5 years. And I know it's an exhibition and it's not the real thing, but he was just looking so good, super confident. And what he did on match point was shocking in a way. But to have the skill to hit a behind the back underarm drop shot first serve on match point was quite a talent. You've got to say, well, you know, all credit to you.
When you say it's the best you've seen him hit the ball, is that sort of across all competitions, in practice and
in a game situation? Well, I've seen Bernie a lot because I was based in Istanbul, where Bernie has spent a lot of time as well the last 4 years. I'm back here now. But and he's been really struggling. And he admitted he needed party time. He basically had a midlife crisis, I think.
At 23.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, he had pretty much a year, 18 months out of the game, effectively, where he checked out. And he admitted to me, he said, Paul, I need to check out. I needed to check out. I've just been playing full on since I was 12. And he was ranked 200, trying to get it back. And honestly, in the last year, he's done an amazing job to get back where he's won an ATP singles title, his main draw Australian Open singles. So I'm seeing a guy that's ready for, you know, the second half of his career. And I mean, he's even talking about playing 5-7 years. So I think we have to give him that chance and give him his fair due for getting back.
Good morning, Paul. You say that he's hitting the ball well. Is that he's hitting it hard and powerfully, or is it about the timing or the variation of the shots that he's got? Well, he's getting his whole game back?
I mean, he had kind of Gary Ablett senior type skill yesterday, seriously. He had the ball on a string. I've not seen it. I mean, how do you make Nick Kyrgios look like that? I mean, he's normally the showman, the guy doing the party trick. No, it was Bernie Tomic stealing the show yesterday, and I did not think I would see that against Nick Kyrgios. So all credit to Bernie Tomic yesterday.
To the other side of the net, Nick Kyrgios, what were the signs you saw from him yesterday? Obviously ranked outside the top 50 coming into the Australian Open this year, so a bit of a different preparation for Nick.
Yeah, he's struggling for form, to be honest, from what I saw yesterday. He just wasn't on song. So he's got a lot of work to do, in my opinion, game-wise, between now and Monday. He just wasn't seeing the ball well. His serve was on at times, but the rest of his game was not there. And I mean, I think, you know, the injuries he had last year and not completing tournaments in 11 tournaments last year, he had a really checkered year. That's why his ranking dropped. So tennis-wise, I didn't really love what I saw, but mentally, very impressed with what I saw, I've got to say. He had new perspective. He was totally gracious to the other Aussie players. He was humble. He admitted that he'd been getting help on the mental side of the sport. And I think, again, you've got to take that at face value. So on that side, I was impressed.
Paul, is that the growth that Nick Kyrgios needs? It's more the mental rather than the match and the skill?
Well, yeah, that's what he says, and I think he was correct to identify that. He wasn't really coping with the whole thing, and we saw that in some of his comments about he didn't care and this and that, but he has addressed that with professional help, which I think all credit to him for doing that.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I'm worried about his form right now. You know, I mean, the Australian Open's on Monday, and I just didn't feel he was on top of his game. So that, to be honest, concerned me more.
In terms of Nick's preparation this year, it is a little bit different not being seeded at the Australian Open. Do you think he'll relish that? And in terms of the draw, which happens tonight, is it going to be beneficial for him to maybe draw a seed early to sort of get him fired up? I love it when he has the crowd sort of with him.
Well, I like you guys, had thought that going in. But based on yesterday, no, he needs a soft draw. He doesn't want a seed in the first round. He needs in my opinion, a round before he hit. He'll have to hit a seed first or second round. I think he's far better off getting a five-set match under his belt first round before he faces a seed. I think he needs match time. That's my opinion, based on what I saw yesterday. So he'll have the crowd support and everything else, but I didn't feel his game was, you know, match-ready to play one of the top seeds first up. Even though they're going to be scared of Nick Kyrgios, they're going to be more scared of him if he's won a round.
Paul, it's not the only stuff that's happening on there at Kooyong. Anyone else impressed you from the exhibition tournament there?
Well, I thought Marin Cilic yesterday, who was runner-up at the Australian Open, you know, 1 year ago when he lost in Federer in five sets, was super impressive yesterday against Kevin Anderson. And we also saw the new match tiebreak on display in singles. And in fact, Cilic was down 7-2 in the match tiebreak against Kevin Anderson. And if they were using the old tiebreak where you played a seven, he would have lost the match. But he actually came back and won at 14-12, which... So I'm glad the Australian Open has gone to the longer form of the tiebreak to decide the match at 6-all in the fifth. So that was interesting. What I will say is today we're going to see Denis Shapovalov from Canada. Now this guy, I know I'm showing my age, but if anybody plays like Rod Laver, it's Denis Shapovalov. He has every shot in the book. He is an incredible talent. So watch out for this guy today and at the Australian Open.
I was going to mention him as well. How far do you think he can go at the Australian Open?
All the way. Yeah.
This guy can go all the way.
I have not, you know, we talk about Kyrgios' talent. This guy's right there. He's a lefty. You won't believe his backhand, how good it is. And his forehand's great. I mean, he's got it all. But because he's a one-hander, he's light frame, it's going to take him a year or two to, you know, to get the sort of strength. You know, it's going to be a slow progress. But if he's not top five or better, I don't know what I'm talking about. He is a serious talent, this guy.
Yeah, can't wait to see him in action against Jack Sock today at Kooyong. Before we let you go, Paul, just wanted to touch on Ash Barty as well. Giant killer yesterday. How deep can she go in the Australian Open? I think we're just realising with her confidence that seems to be building every match that she plays at the moment. She's in a great vein of form. How deep can she go?
Yeah, look, I think she needs that time to feel that she belongs, you know, in that company. I mean, she beat the number one player in the world yesterday, Simona Halep. That's a great confidence boost, you know, a few days out from the Australian Open. You know, but I think Ash is a progression kind of player. I'm not sure she's just going to smash it right away, and I think we need to give her that time. She is on her way to the top 10. She is on her way to being competitive for Grand Slams, but I'm just not sure we'd want to put that pressure on her. I mean, she did, you know, step away from the sport, you know, 2.5 years ago, so I think we need to just let her breathe a little bit and not put too much expectation on her. And unfortunately for her, the way, you know, with Nick and Bernie and some of the guys struggling a little, she's getting all of the attention along with Alex de Minaur. So I just think, you know, we've got to let it play out. I think she can absolutely go to the second week and do well, but I just think, I wouldn't want to be calling her, you know, winning the tournament at this stage.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what she can produce for the remainder of the Sydney International as well. Paul, always great having you on RSN 927. Take care, and we'll check you out on TV today with plenty of action to come from Kooyong, including your man Denis Shapovalov early today against Jack Sock.
Thanks, guys.